Okay. Now we will continue the Q&A, and a little bit of Dhamma sharing. So for those going back today, this is your last reporting on meditation. You try to report. Otherwise, you have to go back to continue with your own training and meditation after this. Okay, we open up for anybody who wants to report their meditation and ask any question regarding the Dhamma meditation and also how to apply what you have learned and developed. Anybody? Anybody have or is able to develop some form of meditative calmness leading to the inner peace and stillness and well-being? Anybody? Nobody? I see. Oh, good. Can you report your meditation? You want? Yes, very good. Pass the mic. Pass the mic to her. Yes.
Morning, Brother Teo. Yesterday I was feeling the energy
on your head.
Yes. And then I can hear my heart
beat. Yes. Yeah. Very clear.
And then very clear.
Then
and
you.
Then the brain. Also.
Yes. Very sensitive.
So actually, for quite some time.
Yes.
Since day one I was here, and then
correct.
I feel very calm.
Yes. Yeah. Very calm and very peaceful since day one. Yeah. Because you have the faith, then you do a lot of bowing, I saw. That helps you a lot. Because when mindfulness is built up, you will be able to have that ability to silence your mind more. That's why when you meditate, most of the time it's peaceful and calm. Then the heat in your energy, the energy in your head, very likely it comes from some of your past practice. So you can try to develop it further if you want to. You just continue to silence, really. That allow it to be. If it develop into a sort of like build up of energy, then after that you will push up on. Then you will develop all the jhanas and all this thing. It will like push up from your forehead here, the skull there.
This feeling actually quite some time already. In fact, when I went to Brother Siu An house also.
Yeah, you will feel that one, I know. Because you have your past. The only thing is your faith. You only recently start to connect back. Then you need to stabilize it, then have faith, develop the spiritual faculty more and more. Then after that, continue to meditate, have a religious routine, so that even when you go back, this cultivation and practice can continue. Understand? Then the other advice is for those who are still quite new or don't quite understand the Buddha Dharma. You see, in order to cultivate the Buddha Dharma means to develop understanding of the teaching through avoiding evil, do good and purify the mind. The Buddha said you have to have the spiritual faculty, and the five spiritual faculties. They are Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, Panya. The English translation is confident in the Buddha and his teaching, the faith, the very strong, unshakable faith. Then the spiritual zeal, to cultivate the tenacity to cultivate, because you start to understand that the Buddha is so wise, so virtuous and full of understanding and wisdom, and he has given you the Dhamma, which is like the secret of life that enable you to understand life, to live life. And not only that, the teaching also can bring about enlightenment in the here and the now. so that you don't have to suffer anymore. So given this understanding, you were determined to do for me 30, 40 years ago when I know about this, I actually determined very hard. Well, I don't want to waste my human life. When I was in Form 5, I already looked at the heavens, reflect the sky, the star. I like to be alone. Then I inquire, who am I? What am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose and all things? So actually the faith is very important. Then when I start, actually I have a lot of affinity Kuan Yin. Then of course all the other Bodhisattva, the Buddha and all things. So every time I have opportunity to see their image, I will pay respect. And I will have a lot of confidence, a lot of faith inside. And my mother also very lucky. Although she is a Taoist, she pray to deity or those things, look for medium or something. But she has great faith in Kuan Yin. That's why she can be my parent. She has great faith in Kuan Yin. Anything, she will go and ask Kuan Yin for help. Then every time she take me to Taoist temple or Chinese temple, I cannot pay respect to anything except the Buddha, the Bodhisattva, and Kuan Yin. Very funny, he asked me to pay respect to all the devas and all things, or all the, what they call, the various type of devas, I think they call it devas. I cannot do, but out of respect and gratitude for what my mother has done for me, I take the joystick, I count 1 to 10, I put it on. Because I find it no meaning. I don't understand what I do, I would not do, but because my parent wants me to do. So, in order not to create misunderstanding, I tell her, okay, I will do. So, joystick and all those things, you don't have to be very like particular, understand? If you understand that it's a way of like paying respect and making an offering of incense, of course Chinese always say bye bye. When you take your seat, say bye bye. What are you doing? Actually, the first thing that comes to mind is you pay your respect, then you offer the incense as a sign of respect. Incense symbolize what? In a way, it's like fragrant, understand not? A type of fragrant. Then the Buddha gave an analogy, is it? When you have the Dhamma, when you have the virtue, it will actually shine forth, understand not? Like the fragrant of the incense. You no need to say incense got fragrance, because it's really got fragrance. You like it, make offering, you pay respect, then you put it on the altar. You can smell one. Everybody can smell one. It's spread far and wide. So it's a symbol. Then devas like incense because to them, do you know that the human beings are very smelly to them? You are hell or smelly compared to them. So they cannot come down, that's why you need incense and all those things. Then sometimes they put perfume and all those things. That is the reason. Actually, because the way we have this gross human body, to them, they're very fine one, like light one, that one, translucent one. And they are very beautiful one. So what I try to say is to develop this faith, spiritual vocality, zeal, so that you can cultivate the mindfulness leading to the samadhi, which is the stability of mindfulness to develop the calm, collected and unwavering mind, so that you can see things as they are, so that wisdom can come to be. You need some form of object to remind you. Just now one of the sisters came and asked me, he said, can I request for a Buddha image to be taken back to her home? I say, very good, rejoice Sadhu. Because she also says she wants to be reminded of this particular teaching and this particular Dhamma that is so important. I said, you should. So for those who are new, you don't have, it is good to just even to buy. But if you can, like he say, Chang, English you call it, or invite that statue or Buddha statue back to your house. Because here, a lot of people pay homage and hear the energy, the vibration. So whatever image that has been here for quite a while, it has its energy, it has its vibration. So when you have faith, every time you pay respect at home, morning, before you sleep, the energy will go in. Then as you cultivate meritorious action, I wrote that, 10 meritorious action. Because what you do here, even a few days, the field of merits is immeasurable. You don't understand until I explain. I tell you why. Every day, what do we do? What do we do every day? What do you do? You do puja, morning chanting, evening chanting. You meditate. You listen to the Dhamma. You straighten your view. You rejoice. You share merit. You transfer merit. Then you help out, provide so much service. Then you do generosity. Understand? All these are meritorious action. And the most powerful one is you renew your precept. You keep your precept, that merit is very powerful. By keeping precept, we abstain from harming and killing and causing karmic negativity to others. Means what? You have to make the world a better place, understand? You don't harm others. Karmically, you don't commit evil, understand? So a person who don't harm others, who keep the precept, is very virtuous, understand? That's why precept is not about trying to discipline yourself to hold. That is the wrong understanding. Precept is because you see the danger of evil. You yourself as a human being, you don't want to be harmed, you don't want to be cheated, you don't want to be deceived. You don't want to be like suffer because of people's action and all things. So likewise, how can you cheat people? How can you harm people, deceive people, steal things from people? Then how can you, through your selfishness, lust, cause separation and all those things? So all this, you will start to understand. This is why the precept, if you can keep, is so meritorious. And when you are here, you sure keep one. Because you are not in the worldly condition. The other thing is, when you pay respect with faith, with sincerity, then you bow mindfully while you are in a retreat. You build up all this wholesomeness, positive energy. And when you bow with understanding, that respect, because you pay respect to the Buddhas, you know, and all the great beings, Bodhisattva, they are fully enlightened beings. The field of merit is immeasurable. That's why when you do all this, then we make our aspiration end of the day. You will bring forth the way. You only need to bear in mind that you need to continue this cultivation so that it becomes part of your routine, part of your life. Understand? Understand? Otherwise, I tell you, you waste your this life. At least you do what I tell you. Enough, actually. Make the aspiration. In future, you will find a way. You will get the enlightenment. So now, coming back to the 10 meritorious acts, what are they? First one. Dana. You all can rejoice someone. Dana is generosity. There is a lot of opportunity. You can donate to temple, to the Kaya Metta Fund, to all those charity or whatever that you feel you can help to bring about a better condition for people, to lessen people's suffering, to contribute towards society, to contribute towards the welfare of humanity, and bring about relief in calamity and all those things. Understand? Like people who donate to Ciji, during any nature's disaster or calamity, they will go all out to help people. Then like this temple, it is a very, very good place, conducive place for retreat, and many people can benefit, and the field of merit is fantastic. So you can donate and partake in the wholesomeness, you will have a lot of joy and merits, knowing that your money, however little you donate, goes towards such sincere, wonderful, and appropriate causes. Then we should actually cultivate this gratitude towards the temple people, committee, and even the founder who has great sincerity and resolve to build a waste place so that people can benefit. That's why the field of merits comes with donation to way place that really benefit beings. It's immeasurable because this building lasts very long. Then every time people come, retreat, cultivate, you only need to get one enlightened. The field of merits is limitless. Then there are a lot of beings that can benefit. I was the one who benefited from here about 30 years ago. I came for here retreat no less than 5-6 times. It was here I had my first cessation moment. That's why I remember this place. This place is very, very beautiful. You just walk, relax, contemplate. Then after that, your mindfulness is very beautiful. Just naturally relax. That's why you can sit, you sit. You cannot sit, you walk. Reflect. It's very quiet, very peaceful. So this is the first meritorious action. Second one is that when you keep your precept, sila, this is precept. 5 precepts for us. For those who keep 8, I sadhu you. So these 5 precepts I explained already. You have great merits. And if you hold this precept as a human being, even if you don't become enlightened, you should go take birth in the Deva plane and have good life out there. Then the third one is what? Bhavana, meditation. When you sit and meditate, when you do reflection, contemplation, meditation. Then fourth one is what? You pay respect. What is it? Veneration, reverential salutation, or respect. Then after that, what else you do? What is it? Listening to Dhamma. Then what you do after that? You must straighten your view so that your wrong view less and less, avijja less and less, and then avijja paccaya sankhara also less and less, you automatically become more heedful. Understand? You know how you become less or not? Well, last time you got a lot of funny view. Everything also want to be right. Everything also want to comment. Everything also want to react. Understand? When you learn to straighten your views through Dhamma, through understanding, but you say people are just the way they are. Can't we accept them? Understand? But you read the textbook, you cannot find this or no. The textbook just say, see things as they are. Understand? Finish. They don't explain to you what is that. Even the direct seeing also, you have to ask me, what is direct seeing? Explain again. Because the book just say the essence. Understand? See things as they are means they are what they are. Selfish people do selfish things. Angry people say angry things. Deluded people do deluded things. And then you can accept everybody for what they are. Understand? Then wholesome people, good people, sincere people, honest people, they do wholesome things. Then you rejoice. Understand? This is what Dhamma is all about. So as you straighten your view, listening to Dhamma, then as you straighten your view, you become more wise. Understand? That's why it's a meritorious action. Straightening one's view means you develop more and more right understanding. Seven is what? After that, your closing puja, what you do? No, aspiration is not a meritorious deed. Aspiration is you want to aspire for something, and that is not a merit. That is to pave the way for you to move. You share merits. Sharing of merit. Sharing of merit. Then? Transfer merit. Wow, very good now. So? Transfer ring of merits. Then number nine is what? Rejoicing, yes. Oh. Who say that? Who say that? Yes. Oh, very good. Rejoicing. When you sadhu, sadhu. That's why this is a meritorious action, no? Understand not? That's why you want to learn how to rejoice. This one, no need come out with money one. Straight away get. Keep precept also, no need to pay money. Pay respect also, no need to pay money. Listen to Dhamma also, free one. Straighten your view, all free one. Why you cannot do? Last one is what? No, meditate already here. Service. That's why be willing to help others. For the good of the many, for the sasana. Service to community, to the cause of Buddhism, to protect the sasana, to contribute towards the growth of sasana. Then service can come in many ways. When you radiate metta also, you actually do generosity, loving kindness. Then when you provide service to help out in the retreat, in the temple, to organize activity or events that can benefit people, especially the Dhamma people. Understand? Like, you print Dhamma book, that is gift of truth. Understand? That is generosity. Understand? Understand? Of course, if you can deliver Dhamma, is even better. Understand? But all this, you can do. Even you cannot deliver, you can even help to print those Dhamma books or important Dhammas. Then, but make sure you print the right one. Otherwise, law of karma, you reap what you sow. So in future you come, you collect the same type of Dhamma book that you donate to people or print for people. And then you entangle back yourself. It's just like meditation. If you have not developed a clear understanding, my advice is, don't try to come out and teach so early. Otherwise, you come, you will go and become the student and victim or those who teach the way you teach. Then you end up in the same way. Then you ask me after that, Matthew, how come for 10 to 15 years I wasted my time? You ask yourself, in the past you did that and caused people to waste 10 to 15 years of their time. Or you take people to Holland. So, karma is like that. But if you have the understanding, then you can. But even if you don't have the understanding, you can share. But be honest. This is my understanding. Based on my understanding, now I share with you. I don't expect you to believe or take it as authority. You still got to investigate. you still got to find out yourself. Because truth is very difficult, understand? But when you're very sure already, then you can tell them, you go and investigate, you find out, this is what the Buddha teach, and this is what I have investigated into, and this is what I have come up with, because I have gone through, and I know what this is. Understand? Then you're confident, understand? But before you do that, make sure you can live that reality, understand? Make sure that you can becoming that living Dhamma, understand? Then make sure you can experience all those things that the Dhamma talk about, understand? So all this, like the Buddha said, it can be realized by the wise each for themselves, and it will transform you, it will change you completely, understand? Personality-wise, character-wise, yeah? Wisdom-wise, understanding-wise, and your virtue. Because you will have Noble Eightfold Path, understand? Noble Eightfold Path means right view, right thought, right speech, right action. That's why your character, your personality all change. You will not be like before already. Very aggressive. Huh? Harsh speech. Huh? All the wrong speech. Understand? All the slandering, hurtful speech. Understand? Backbiting. Then tell lie. Understand? Then speak without feeling for others. Frivolous talk and all those things. Like to crack joke and all those things. So all these are what the Buddha called wrong speech. You are not refined. You don't have the noble qualities of a noble one. That's why after you cultivate, when Noble Eightfold Path is being cultivated, like the Buddha mentioned on the second turning, or the fourth noble truth, this Noble Eightfold Path is to be cultivated. If you have cultivated it under the third turning, you enlighten. And then you will have these noble qualities. Then your character will change. Your personality will change. Your understanding of life will change. Your wisdom and virtue will be reflected in everything you do in life. That's how wonderful this teaching is. Understand? Compared to before, heedless like anything. Argue with people, scold people, still you think you're very great. Still think you have a lot of smart. Understand? So, all the virtue you don't have, you don't have Dhamma. Ultimately, very easy to check whether you have the Dhamma or not. If you have more and more virtue, you have the Dhamma. If you have less and less thought, you have progress in the meditation. If you have less and less heedlessness, you have progress in the meditation. If you have more and more heedfulness, you have progress in the meditation. Understand? That one easy to check, isn't it? Not go and meditate, oh, fantastic experience, oh, I somebody already. Then read the book, oh yeah, confirm, sotapan already. Then what yada. But come out, live life, still so crude. And still not refined in your action, in your speech, in the way you arise your thought. The ego is still very strong, still want to tell people, oh, still got autistic. Then the ego, they cannot see. So this 10 marital section, I want you to understand so that you understand that... I finished this one. So that you understand when you go to temple, you go to this Dhamma sharing, like Thursday Cloud. Almost all the 10 marital section you do, even though that 2 hours, and you don't know how much merits you have accumulated. Compared to the heedless, understand? That's why you come to retreat, is continuity over a period, and that one is very powerful. And you make aspiration after that, it will pave the way. Because during the early year when I cultivate, you ask my wife, I determine very strongly. That's why I know my vow. My vow very special from the past. Very, very. And my second last teacher, he asked me 3 times, he said, do you know who are you? I said, I don't know. Do you know how you come? I don't know. Then he tell me, you came with a very, very heavy vow. Then I look at her. I say, I know. The third one, I say, I know. Because when she mentioned that, I say, I know. Because my this second teacher, this life lady, but during the Buddha's time, he was one of the top 10 disciples. You believe or not, up to you. like fairy tale, don't worry. And he got, even this life he inherited, he got this special ability to understand and see a lot of things. That's why when she saw me, she met me, she knew. She keep on asking me, do you know who you are? Ask me 3 times, number time. Then after that, ask me, do you know how you come? I say, I don't know. Really don't know. The third one, he say, you come with a very heavy bar. Then I say, I know. Because this life I have been doing that. So Dhamma, you can come and have people to guide you or teach you or create condition for you to understand is because you know how to make aspiration and vow. There are many ways to have affinity. Not necessarily you must know them. Not necessarily you must have all those, what they call, special affinity with them. That's why this aditana or making a determination or what they call aspiration, it is one of the perfection that the Buddha to be a bodhisattva must cultivate and perfect. Otherwise, this Dhamma is very difficult to actually encounter. Even after you encounter, it's very difficult to understand, correct or not? Subject to so many interpretations. You go to this teacher, this master, he tell you like that. You go to that one, he tell you like that. Then you read the textbook, it's just word, subject to interpretation again. So, and it's so easy to debate now. So aspiration is very important. That's why when I aspire, because from my past, I know how to do. Then all these teacher and guide come now, I don't know them. Actually, most of them I don't have really close affinity with, even in the past, except Kuan Yin and all those Buddhas and Bodhisattva. Okay, with that, okay, you first, Ing Vi later.
What is the difference between sharing
of merit and transferring of merit?
What is the difference between sharing of merit and transferring merit?
Oh, very good.
To me, it's like the same.
Oh, okay, very good. People asked me before. That was 20 over years ago, I remember, in the temple. Quite a number of people asked me. I say, big difference. I say, otherwise, why the Buddha put like that? Sharing means what? No. Sharing, actually, Padmasuri also got a point. Those that are alive, they can share. Dead already, how to share? So like our society, you got money, you want to share, you can just give it. Okay? Correct not? But if you want to transfer, you must have account or no? No account can transfer to you. So you know who received the transfer merit? That's why I say you kaya mita a lot, you don't have to worry. You go pita also, every day you dang me nya tinang ho tu you chabi liao but the take for granted. Sometimes you go down too long, you come out, kaya mita no more. Then nobody related to you, like those group of people who abuse the what they call Sanghika Dana during Kassapa Buddha time. So sharing is different. Rejoicing is different. Rejoicing is anybody can rejoice. Like Padmasuri say, you must be alive, otherwise you cannot rejoice. So when you share your merits, means you invite them to come and partake. Then because they are the devas, they rejoice, is meritorious again already, understand? So sharing of merits is to allow people to partake in whatever wholesomeness. That's why when we chant, we always chant the sharing of merits. Sharing of merit is always with the devas most of the time. That's why we chant Akasata Chabumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anamoditwa Jirang Rakantu Lokasasana. You know what is the meaning? May all beings inhabiting space and earth. Devas and Nagas of mighty power, understand? Share and partake in this merit, understand? Through rejoicing. Then may they long protect the Buddha's sasana, understand? When we say, may they long protect the Buddha's sasana, means the Buddha's dispensation, so that this Dhamma is still around. When they do that, they will protect you, understand? You also part of the sasana, you also doing your part to help the sasana to progress. And that's why when you do this, they will rejoice, then they will protect you. And there are a lot of beautiful Dhamma protectors. So, these are nature's law, understand? And through understanding, you will know how to apply, you will know how to use it. Now clear or not? The departed relative need account, understand? Means what? You must be related, otherwise cannot transfer. So you cannot say, oh, I transfer to all. All beings in this universe, I transfer merit. Or means you multi-trillion air, you give to all. But no account also cannot receive. So that is where the difference is. You mean reborn in what sense? Oh, no problem. Oh, that's why they have to be out of that big tower, understand? Oh no, hungry ghost world, understand? Only the hungry ghost that rhyme, they can receive. No? Because there is a Terakuda Sutta. You heard of that? That Sutta, the Buddha actually explained. No? He said, you must play your role, no, as a relative to your departed relative, especially parents and all things. He said, because if they happen to be born in the hungry ghost rhyme, you know what happened? Down there, it's not like here, earth, no. There, no plowing, no, like, career. There is no such thing as you can plant your food, you can grow your thing, you can work and people pay you salary, everything. There is no such thing one now. Once you are born, you got no opportunity to do merits or no. You got no opportunity to accumulate any wealth or no. And you suffer a lot because of your greed. So in order for them to release themselves, they depend on merits that are transferred to them. And to have that merit, it must be related, no. Otherwise, it cannot. So because of that, the Buddha say, they will come and disturb you, you don't know how to play your part. Because they see other people, departed relatives, get, no. Then they don't get, no. You know what they do? They will come and catch you. That's why the eerie feeling is in the sutta. You feel like God goes around. Our choice. Really, God one. Then very eerie one, understand? Then they can disturb you, but they don't have physical form. So they disturb you through negative energy. What is that? Anger. They do a lot of, come up with a lot of anger. Sometimes, to actually make you sick. Then you go and ask medium. Then medium say, your relative now come after you, because you never, do your part. So sometimes all this medium, through the deva, they can see you and they know and they can tell you. But the Buddha said, try not to get involved with all this, because if you're not careful, you become dependent on them. Then there are a lot of bogus ones. Tell you, you want to? You pay 5,000 or 3,000, I do this for you. Then you okay, got it. You go and believe all the rite and ritual again. So the Buddha said, you don't have to go to them. You only need to understand the Dhamma. Then you will feel it once. Sometimes they come in a dream, understand not, and tell you. Then you must know what to do. Then you consult people who understand. And it's very easy. Understand not? Keep your precept. Pay respect. Listen to Dhamma. Straighten your view. Go to the Dhamma class. Then after that, you eat dang minya, 啲人好都搞掂佢哋，啊，真係啦。我哋讀過四面條，我哋讀過 and do all those funny things， 啊，真係啦。Then you wish them well， 啊，真係啦。And the best is the Buddha said， you can make offering to the Sangha。Understand? The enlightened disciple of the Buddhas. Yeah. It's not necessary rope. You understand? All those enlightened beings, yeah, which are the disciple of the Buddha, whether the monastic or the lay people, they are of your merits. And that type of merit, once you do, you transfer, very powerful one. Understand? It will go instantaneous. Like during the time of Sakyamuni Buddha, King Bimbisara, you remember? The departed relative waited for aeons and aeons and aeons. Oh, that first day he forgot, no. That night he got terrible dream, until he cannot sleep. Then he contacted the Buddha. Then the Buddha checked, explained. That's why next day offer again. Oh, then he start to see immediately. Here he offered, then he idang me tinang ho tu. Wow, oh, one by one become deva. Very fast. Because not only conscious, it must be from your heart as well. You want to help them. You want to do it for them. You can say it's a conscious, but means that heart wants to do it. I will angry first. Sorry.
I'm having the mind. Can I just ask a question?
Okay. Can.
Number six is straightening one's view. Right?
Yes.
All right. So now, what is the Buddhist perspective of Qingming? Because we are in the Qingming period.
Oh, okay. That's why that one, a lot of people deluded. They thought the hell very generous, like Chief Reverend say. Every year, 1 month, he let you come out. Understand? If our Pudu jail and all the jail, you come out 1 month, I tell you, hell break loose. So, no such thing. It was a tradition because during the early day, there was a sutta. You're talking about Cheng Beng, not the what? I heard wrongly. I thought the Chigui Pua. Do you believe in ghosts coming out on that month? No, I almost finished it. Because no such thing, one, understand? No? Ghosts are everywhere, one, understand? No? And no need Qingming come out, understand? No? They are ghosts, understand? No? Hungry ghosts, everywhere, understand? No? Those who can see, they can see them, one. Last time I got one Kayanmita who came and joined me. She was born from the deva plane, come down. And those deva were so close to her. She can communicate with them, they can communicate with her. Then they look after her, and they tell her a lot of things. They tell her to finally look for me. That's why later on, when I came to know her that time, funny, she keep on laughing. The name also May, like May. But very fair lady, young lady, do yoga and very religious one. I don't know where she is already. I think 30 over years ago. Later on, when she came to know me better, then she starts to tell me a lot of things. She said, "Brother, do you know why I come to you? My friend up there tell me." He said. Then I said, "Who are your friends?" He said, "Up there." Then I said, "Why you laugh and all those things? You are up there, you know, when you want to drink, you're thirsty, they know one, no. They will condition somebody to go and get a drink. Understand? Or they want to listen to something, they condition them to ask that question. That's why I come to know why all this. Sometimes the question you think you ask, they ask you to ask one. That's why that night the dependent origination, they ask one, otherwise you cannot come out. Then, after that, she told me a lot of things. Because she also can see, you know. He looked outside. Then he told me, "Brother, there are a lot out there, you know, waiting for merit." You know, every time we idang mena ho ti, they saw a lot of people receive, you know. So they every time wait, you know. And I said, wait, you know. Then there are some also, I was told, somebody who had feel them up there, suffering being a lot. That's why after that, this morning came in this session, I read it, teach you how to read it, loving kindness, then teach them how to do good. Also, although I speak to you, but I am speaking to them actually. Understand or not? You must have kindness, you must have goodness, you must not have negativity or anything, then only good life. Then we talk about 10 meritorious actions, so that they can learn how to do all this wholesomeness, so that they can straighten their view to develop understanding. Okay, now. That's why Yun Chan asked a very good question. Do you think they understand English? When you non-human, no need language, understand? No, they are out of the body, understand? Out of the body, mind to mind, they can read you one. What you think, they know one. That's why mind reading is not psychic, understand? It's not high or low one, understand? They can move all over. When you meditate, there was a certain stage during the early days when I went through, where my consciousness moved through. So it moved through the vibration of this Deva plane. Then there were quite a lot of occasions where at night I sleep, I can see them. They all really like what the book, the Theravada book, you saw on those those Deva, all those things. No, not Ops, Deva. These are real Deva. No, Ops are low being. Low earthbound Devas and also with energy field. But this one are the higher rhyme Devas. Their body is like translucent one. Then it's exactly like those early days during the Buddha's time. They saw, then they draw the picture. You see this Sunday school book, you see when the Buddha gives sermon, he draw a lot of Deva up there. No, no. Oh, really true one. You look at Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, you know what is said. That's why when I read, I said, oh, really, this is what I saw. They all move so fast. They like suddenly can appear at one place, full. You cannot count on a lot. And they rejoice and they listen. You know how they move or not? They are translucent or no? They're very beautiful, very bright color. Some is blue, mixed with some red color, some translucent. Then some very bright, shining beings. Then because you go through this vibration, so in my like dream state at that time, I sleep with awareness, I saw them. Then suddenly I saw, some in pair go. Then some one by one. Then all of a sudden, zoom, all come together. Then zoom, all gone. You read the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, when the Buddha delivered the first sermon, you know what did he describe or not? All the devas from all the rhymes, accumulate until I don't know whether got space for that or not. So many came. Understand or not? I don't know whether I got bring or not. My transcript on the email compilation, anybody got? I got here. Good. I read to you, then you will know. Wait, I read to you, Okay. When the foundation of the kingdom of righteousness has been thus established by the Blessed One, the devas of the earth raise the cry. Near Benares at Isipatana in the Deer Park has been established by the Blessed One, the unsurpassed kingdom of righteousness. It means the Dhamma has taken hold, understand? The first sermon, Dhammacakkappavattana, which has not been established before either by a Samana or a Brahmin, a Deva, a Mara, or a Brahma, or by anyone whosoever in the world. hearing the cry of the earth inhabiting Deva, because they know first, so they started to rejoice, cry. Then you know what happened. Hearing of the cry of the Chattu Maharaja, means Seitai Kam Kong, the first Deva rhyme. Then after that, it go up, the Tawatinsa rhyme. The Tusita heaven rhyme. The Nimanarati. Nimanarati is the Mara. That day, who asked me? He said, Mara Deva. Yeah, Mara Deva. And I said, no, that is not more quiet. These are Deva Mara. And I said, oh. They catch out you when you play energy field, psychic field. They also want to test your kung fu. And I said, oh. Then they play trick on you. They make you see Buddha come, Kuan Yin come. And then you deludedly, you get attacked, then they tell you a lot of story. You are destined like that. You born, your life is meant to be, you must do this, you must do that. Then you, inside, I met Kuan Yin, I met Buddha. I tell you, you have to be very, very careful. Because when you play energy field, they can enter your mind. Well, my second last teacher, she can see her. Then there was another group that later on went and see her, because after a while, I didn't go and see her already, because I don't need anymore. Then that group, also got these people do psychic one. Then he say, can see, or the Deva tell her, or the whatever being tell her, or past life, you Sariputta, you Mongalana. I say, like that, all the top 10 disciples of the Buddha all here. I tell my wife, I said, forget about it. Because they all like gullible. Then that teacher was in Australia. Then this lady with another meta flew down there and see her. Kena scolded at everything. He said, Mara cast you upside down, so you don't know. I'll go and say all these things. He said, don't go and do all those things anymore. Understand? So you have to be very, very careful. Without mindfulness, I tell you, Mara are very powerful. Because they are expert in psychic and talk. What they call psychic and thought-based meditation. Because they already become that type of Mara. And that type of Mara is supposed to take care of all these psychic fellow. So if you're not careful, you can get yourself entangled. Even during the Buddha's time, there were certain arahant. They also come and disturb. One of the arahant, you remember? Then after that, the arahant knew. He knew that this deva come down and become like a human being form. So he take a garland and give it to him. After he wear the garland, that Mara kena like anything. You remember that Jataka story? Upagota. King Asoka time. So he kena. Then after that, he apologized. Because you know why? People were listening to this disciple of the Buddha Arahant, I think giving a sermon, I don't know. Then he come with all the funny thing and attract them all out. Then this Arahant also got psychic on. He said, okay. Then he go and get hold of a garland. Somebody offer a garland. Then he bring and give. He said, I offer you this garland, since you can do so many good things, magic, people like you. that Mara quick, like happily put. The moment he put down, I think he must have made an aspiration to teach him a lesson. Pop, kena. That's how that Mara. So, there are a lot of these incidents. So this rhyme, Nimara Lati. And then up there, lagi powerful, Para Nimana, Para Nimi Tawa Vati. That one is the highest of the Deva rhyme. Then you got what they call Yama. Yama, I think here typed wrongly. After Tawatinsa is Yama, not Tama. Yama. Never mind. Then you have Devas of the Brahma rhyme. All the 16 Brahma rhyme. Brahma Parisachi, Brahma Purohita, and all those you go and read. Mahabrahma. Until the 16. Then the 16 Raya Rama. Then near Benares city at Isipthana, India Park, has been established by the Blessed One, the unsurpassed kingdom of righteousness, which has not been established before either by Samana or something. Thus, at that hour, at that very moment, in that instant of the time, the cry reached even the Brahma realm. Understand? Or not only Deva, or shoot until Brahma realm, or the 16 Brahma realm. And this whole system of 10,000 world system quack and quack again. No? You know that rejoicing, the re-vibration. That's why that time you're not around. You're around, you really enjoy. It was shaken to and fro, no? And immeasurable, mighty, radiant, shine forth, surpassing even the refusions of devas. You see? That's why no joke. Samasambuddha. Can go up to the Brahma realm. And all these 16 plus the 6 Deva realm, 22, and including the earthbound one, they were all waiting, rejoicing. That's why all these, they are all in the sutta. But not many people understand, because when I was passing through that, then I saw, like the photograph they draw, no? All of a sudden, all come together. Then, split second, zoom, all disappear. And, then they move, they travel. Different one. You will go through this, what they call, order. When you meditate until that vibration, then you can see them. Then you can be like inside their realm. So, a lot of this, try not to see. Otherwise, the one you can consciously see, also you already kena con. You grubs and cling. Cannot see, also want to see. Lagi more thing to see. So I was trying to explain that lady, who was here. He tell me he can see all this non-human. Oh. Then the deva, she can see. Because they have this gift from the past life. And they are real. Because the 31 plane existed. That Sri Arman haven't replied. Cheng Meng. You see, Cheng Meng is filial piety. Like the Buddha said, after the consciousness separate, what happened? What happened? You say die. Then you say my loved one die. But that corpse is only element. Then if cremate, of course, you will keep the ash. It's actually for you to recall to mind, understand? To have the filial piety, understand? But the filial piety, more important is when they are still alive, understand? When you can do something. But doesn't mean after they die, you cannot. You can still do something. Like in the Theravada Sutta, the Buddha did mention, you should actually transfer merit and make offering to the Sangha and all those things. Then transfer merit to them. Then when they have received all this merit, they rejoice, they will not disturb you, understand? Maybe I quickly read to you the Theravada Sutta. This one is a very good sutta. 190. Wow! Luckily, Brother Tay here. Oh, very good. Okay, 190. Theravada Sutta. The Buddha said, those who reborn as unfortunate spirit because of greed, that's why hungry go, selfishness, for their property in their past life, craving for their property or selfishness, return to their home and create an eerie atmosphere. They come back and see you, while lingering beyond your doors. Then the Buddha said, they yearn for human food, but because they are in that form, they cannot eat. So the Cheng Meng one, you go and make offering. They have to rejoice. When they rejoice, like they very happy, you know, my relative offer food. Then they can tell the other hungry girl, your relative never offer. That's why they get angry, they go back, they disturb you, they catch up you. So certain thing you have to do, you do. It's a tradition. Because you know why? The hungry ghosts are deluded. So deluded, they say, they're like human beings. Yeah? I always give this example. Let's say you're in a kampung, like last time I born on, small town. Then your children grew up, go to university. Other family also, children grow up, successful business, go to university. Or then one family suddenly you see, wow, their children come back, bring a lot of gift. Then help them to upgrade their house or buy a better house. Oh, then you say, wow, your children very good. A lot of people say, no lah, they actually, because they have this kindness lah. The boastful one was, he said, hey, your children got come back or not? Your children got give you this one or not? My children got, no. Wow, you die already. Then if you also boastful one, I be not, God, actually not. Then inside, what the hell, man? People's children, do all the, our children, then talk to the wife. Ayo, we all really, what type of children is it? Call them not free. New Year come back or not? Not free. So, just like on Earth society, hungry go also like them, deluded, also can get angry. Then they all different. Human being maybe need to fly or take plane or take bus, take train to PJ to look for their children. Non-human, zoom, reach out. No need pay anything. And they know their house inside out. So because of that, the Buddha said, and because of their past karma, their living relatives neglect to make offering to them. So because of that, they come and disturb them. Those who are compassionate, therefore, should remember their departed relative and make offerings such as alms gift in their name. No, remember, in their name. That's why sometimes you have to make offering in the name of your departed parent. IMO. You know what is IMO? In memory of. That's why that word remind you that everything is consciousness. Only memory left. Therefore, my mind ceases to be gone. Only the survivor with the memory, then you exist. After the survivor gone, grandchildren, you cannot have any idea of who you are, you no more. even in memory also you gone. So he said, you should make offerings such as almsgiving in their name. By the wholehearted transfer of merit, you must transfer. The spirit will gratefully wish for the well-being of their living relative who perform the meritoriously. Then they protect you, understand? They try their best to protect you, understand? Then sometimes like they come and give you dream. You know, there are certain things they can see, understand? Then they know coming already. Then they warn you. Don't go on the flight. Understand? Like the MH370, one or two of them didn't go on the flight because that girl's friend from China one, he said, I don't want to go on this flight. Ask him why, he said, I don't know. I don't want to go. Inside, don't want to go. Understand? That's why he didn't go. And that friend, the girlfriend, Malaysian, forced to cancel the ticket. Your mask can actually, you can change date. So they changed it. Then later on, they review it in the newspaper. Okay, so that part. Then they should remember the spirit of their departed relative who are not at peace with themselves and gather in many places. In return, such spirit does remember and satisfy, will eagerly wish for the well-being of their living relative out of gratitude. See? They don't disturb you anymore. They protect your house some more. Understand? Other ghosts want to come in? Cannot. This one is my children's house. Then there was one case. My mother, last time, I told you already, my father got a younger brother, passed away at birth. Then somehow went to the medium, my father got an operation. Then instead of the medium, my grandfather, who already passed away long ago, took over the medium's body and scolded my mother. Oh, that one was the truth. Because my mother came back and tell her, she was so scared, she freaked. Then she said, you every time come and ask medium, ask about your in-law side only. Never ask about my side. Then my mother said, "Are you sure you are my father-in-law?" He said, "Someone they do ask." No? He said, "If I'm not your father-in-law, who am I?" He said, "My son marry you." He said, "Now in the hospital." He said, "That's why you come and ask." He said, "Oh, my father really under operation." He said, "You don't worry. If you do what I tell you, 3 days he will be discharged." You know what he said? He said, "He has a brother. He has a brother." He said, "My father has a brother who died very young, when birth. This one want to enter your house. Cannot enter. Deva stop him. We are not related. But my grandfather can enter. Understand? They got the ancestor tablet. This one was told to my mother. He said, "The only way is," he said, "one of your children," he purposely choose me, you know, he said, "the number two one," he said, "must become the Kai Jaya, Kai Kya. To my dad, my father's, my uncle, my Jay, he said, I must Kai Hoya. Then only he can enter. But I don't know why he choose me. My elder brother also he did choose. 9 in the family he chose me. He said, must be this one." He said, "Then only can go in." Oh, like that also got. But medium through the deva, they know one. Then this spirit can come and take over one. No? Understand? No? So you don't go and think it's a joke. You read next part, you will know. Because the Buddha said, "For there is never plowing here, plowing there. There is no field for you to plow, no, when you are in the hungry ghost rhyme. Understand? No? Nor any cattle herding for you to take care. No? Means you cannot have a career, you cannot make money. Nor merchandising. Means do business. Merchant, like a merchant. Do business. Just the same. Nor bartering for coins of gold. The spirit of the departed king live there on the merits transferred to them. No? If you don't transfer, I tell you, they got nothing to eat. No? Like every day, monk, no offering. No? How? Monk cannot go and buy food. No? Actually, according to Patimokkha, if you don't receive, you got no food. No? And don't hungry go, Petarai also say, no transfer merit, nothing. No? That's why I suffer a lot down there. Every time you do merit, you transfer lah, you share lah, understand? But if you got kayana mita a lot, why you worry? Every now and then you see. Okay, then he said, "As water shower on the hill flows down to reach the hollow veil, so the merit transfer can serve the spirit of the departed king. So it can reach them on, yeah, they got account, understand? Related to you. And then they can slowly use. Sometimes spontaneous, chunk, they go to another line. That's why it must be from the virtuous, the offering. Then as riverbed when full can bear the water down to fill the sea. So the marriage transfer can serve the spirit of the departed king. He gave to me, he worked for me, he was my relative, friend and intimate. So give, then for the departed ones, recalling what they used to do. When you recall that last time, how they help you. When you're young, how they care for you. They will heal you one. They know one. Then if you have gratitude, they really very happy. So these are the things you should do. So after that he say, no weeping nor yet sorrowing. So they won't cry already. Nor any kind of mourning helps. Departed ones whose kin remain, acting thus, unhelpful to them. Understand? After they die, you someone go and cry, lament. No use. Understand? They also more sad for you. Are you? Why my children like that? Then after that, he say, but when this offering is given to those members of the holy order, means the Sangha, then it can serve them long. Understand? They can have it long. In future and at once, as well, means now and future. Understand? Well, these merits are very different, very powerful. So by offering alms to the holy order in memory of your departed relative,
the true path of action for relative has thus been shown. So you go Cheng Ming is to please the hungry ghost. Means through delusion they say, wow, my relative offer better than the other relative. Understand? Or better than the other people the relative didn't offer. Or yours one offer more grand. Understand? But these are more symbolic, understand? More worldly. But you do according to what the Buddha said. This is the real way to do. That's why you must make offering in their name. Then transfer the merits. Understand? And you can do to the holy order or the virtuous one is the best. Understand? And that one lasts very long. So, by offering alms to the holy order in memory of departed one, the true path of action for relative has been shown. And how high honor to departed one is done. See? Down there, those hungry ghosts see, oh, this one, how come suddenly rise up so high? Oh, suddenly become like, from hungry ghost become like shining wing. So, they see it one. And how the holy order can be given sustenance as well, understand not? Where you offer to the holy order, understand not? So this is synergy. And how great merits can be stored away by you. Where you do, you also receive karmically, understand not? So you reap what you sow. So in future, if you naughty, become hungry, go, you got good karma. Where you last time transfer, offer. Sure got people transfer and offer, understand not? If you last time very, very naive and don't understand all this, don't believe all this, and die already, what for care? Like next time you die already, also your children, what for care? Understand not? But if you have the Dhamma, chances you will not go to hungry ghost life. That's why you better don't be heedless. So, Sri Anwan, I just answer. I give another answer. We got Cheng Ming, wait for a while. Cheng Ming is like that. You see, like this coming month end, I tell you my story first. Since my father died, the first of my parents died about 10 years ago, the first year I went back, I had to do everything because my brother and sister totally not much understanding. Then I explained. Until my sister-in-law also, they all become very appreciative. Then my brother, they all know. And they give consent. They say, whatever you say, we do. Then that time, my mother very superstitious. He said, cannot. Since our ancestor time, must burn paper house and all those things. So I told my mother, no problem. You want, we buy. Then we burn. Then very funny, the funeral. Everything just happened to show my mother why it must not be like that. Then my mother and father's eldest relative also same. They were there. Then they saw that all of us, nobody cry or no. Nobody lament or no. Then he went to tell my mother, what type of funeral is it? Because he is one generation above my mother. He said, all your children, nobody cry. He said, your husband is going to suffer in hell. No filial piety. I said, then my mother started to cry. Then my youngest brother came and see me. I was with some of my friends and classmates. Yeah, they came over. So I told my brother, I said, it's okay, I will go and see mom. So I went, I held her hand. I said, what happened? And then my mother, very honest, my mother trust me. He said, that relative, the elder say, must cry. Then my mother, before I went and see him, he keep on asking my other brother all to cry. Then my younger brother say, why must cry? They come and see you. Then I go and hold her, and then only I able to talk to her. I say, okay. Now you listen to me, I said. You have listened to the elders. Now you listen to me. I say, what is filial piety? When father is around, we do what we have to do. Then I reminded her, that year, just before my father passed away in July, that New Year, Chinese New Year, I somehow got a feeling that I had to take my whole family, all the brothers and sisters, together with all their children and wife and spouse, together with my parents to a resort in Thailand. I forgot the name. It's a very beautiful resort, the sea there. And my father was so happy on that trip. Then before that, we already do everything for him already. He go China, he do whatever he want. His life is like satisfied, very happy. He did his duty very well. So because of that, my mother suddenly stopped crying and say, yeah, he was very happy. You know why? Because we were with the wheelchair with my father. Then my mother was with me. Then my father told me, he said, this is life, he said. Understand? That time my father said, this is life. Why? All the children, all the grandchildren, all the in-law, not in-law, daughter-in-law, also in-law. Everybody was there, about 50 hours, and take photograph and in that resort. And he last time very frugal one, very like, doesn't like to spend money one, because he saved for the family. So he was so happy, and my mother remember his joy. I say, that is filial piety, I say. Then I say, because we do what we do, all of our children is all very successful. Everybody is very successful. And everybody have good life. You listen to that elder, you look at her family, I said, a few children, one or two drug addicts, then no proper career, then a lot of tradition on, then everyday argue on. I say, you want to end up like them or not? Then you burn people house and cry lah. Then my mother look at me, like that lah. Okay lah, no day. Then after that, everything okay. Then the paper house buy already. He said, buy already, burn. You know what happened? It was a sunny day. Not rain, downpour. The whole thing, you ask my wife. I said, how to burn? My mother said, like that, cheap. Then my elder brother said, buy already, what a waste. So wait for rain to stop. After all the tachai all gone already, rain stop, start to burn. At least my mother feel good. But you no need to do all this. My daughter also there. He saw the paper, got handphone. Then he asked, down there got SIM card or not? You use your simple logic, you understand. No such thing. So don't go and believe all these. These are people who try to make money out of it. Understand? Then burn all those papers. It's failure piety, like Tirukkoda Sutta. Understand? Do what you have to do. And Cheng Meng is like, if your brother and sister, they are one because they believe in that tradition. So don't stop them. Understand? Encourage them to do. It's good if that is what you want. But ever since that first year, I never go back. I tell you. I never go back, Cheng Meng. Yeah, they know what to do. I said, you continue to go and offer. Then when my mother passed away, I was in Thailand spiritual trip with you. Then immediately I come back, I took my whole family down. Then I make all the necessary things. I pay respect. I teach my children, my wife. Then my brother, they all went with me. Then I send metta. Then I send all the transformation, everything, whatever. Then I know she will have good birth. Well, my father and mother did their duty very well. So this is how, through understanding, you know what to do, understand? But don't become superstitious, understand? No point. But if people want to do, don't stop them because they are like that. At that stage, they will do. Otherwise, you stop them without understanding and you don't know how to explain. It creates conflict, understand? Then some brother, sister, Christian, Buddhist, free thinker. How? Huh? Follow who? Christian, Buddhist, free thinker. Follow who? Huh? Christian say, no chanting, nothing. Last minute, baptized, become Christian, eternal heaven. So you how? You not sure, no? Yours one, you believe Buddhism could be hungry ghost, or could be devil, but you not sure. But because of your belief, you tend to say, no, I want the Buddhist ceremony. So you fight over what? Fight over dead body element. The more important is filial piety from your heart. If you read it from here, you don't have to go home. Recall to mind, like the Therakuda say, their gratitude towards them, how they raise you, how they have given all these things to you. Then you radiate love, metta, in whatever rhyme or existence they may be. May they be well and happy. May the blessings of the Triple Gem be with you. These are more important, more tangible. Then make offering in their name. Understand? These are very important. Then even you don't need to temple fana, SJBA temple fana, in memory of them. Understand? You do this. All these are very good, wholesome merits. Then you can have opportunity to donate to the holy order. That is the best. Understand? Okay, finish.
Brother, in the 10 meritorious actions, correct me if I'm wrong, I think sharing of Dhamma.
Gift of truth.
Yeah, is it? It's not there. Gift of truth.
Yeah, gift of truth. One of them should be gift of truth, yes.
So maybe one of it is.
Shouldn't
be there.
Yeah. I think rejoicing should not be there. No, rejoicing is a meritorious action, I think. Same one. They classify under one. You go back and check. But gift of truth, I remember gift of truth is one of them. Gift of truth. Actually, this one is under generosity. If I'm not wrong. The highest gift.
Under dana,
I remember. Never mind. Just go and check. Impala. Very good. Last time she got right down. Now we can confirm. Dana, sila, bhavana, correct. Reverence, correct. Sharing of merit. Sharing and transfer of merit as one. Yes. Yeah. Patidana, correct. Sharing and merit. Then, vayavacha, service, yes. Rejoicing, yes. Listening to Dhamma, teaching the Dhamma, yes. Correct. Engbi is correct. Oh, very good. So, mifong also correct. Sharing of merit and transfer as one. So, these two actually become one. Sharing and transfer. So, these two is number seven. This one is number seven. So, this one is number eight. Gift of truth. So gift of truth, you don't have to be Dhamma speaker to give. Donate to printing of Dhamma book. Or donate to printing of whatever. Like our transcript, all those things. But our transcript, sorry to say, only Kayana Metta Fund can print. Because I make that to help Kayana Metta. So that this wholesomeness can only be performed by those who are with the Kayana Metta group who has made the offering or donation. So that ends the thing.
More question. Usually, okay. I heard from my friends that they said we do sharing of merits with the devas, but the devas are already so fortunate, they are in the happy realm. Why shall we share our merits to them who are more fortunate than us? Thank you.
I already answered just now, actually. Because like what the Buddha mentioned, they invite all these devas and nagas of mighty power inhabiting space and earth to come and partake this wholesomeness and rejoice. So that they can help protect the dispensation. Buddha's asana, understand? You think they all up there very happy, no need merits? They also need merits, because the Dhamma that they haven't heard of, when they hear and they rejoice, these merits can help them when they make aspiration. But in the Deva realm, very difficult to cultivate one. There is no like on earth. You don't experience this type of thing on like separation. Then less, not to say don't have, because they all don't like us, grow old, got disease and all that. They all about to die that time only. They are light dim. Then they start to sweat. Understand? Smelly. And then that time they feel like very awkward. There's people all there up no, going to die early. But towards the end, but between, very, very good life one. So they also need to rejoice in like Dhamma and all things. Then they also have their belief up there. Different type of Deva one. Understand? If last time Hindu one keep precept, go up, got Hindu view one. Then Christian also, the faithful, pious one, real good Christian, also become Deva up there. Then they will go and help the Christian one. Because I come to know this one is when we were in KK. We booked one of the hotel, I think Yunchan know, Yunchan helped us to book one. It was a converted building into a, I think, very small like motel like that. Because it's somewhere quite remote. Then we were told, because it was recommended by a Dhamma friend whose brother is a Christian in KK. So this was converted from a church, actually. Last time it was a church. So we were there. We stay one night, then on the way back another night. So the first night we went there, quite a nice cozy hotel. So we sat after dinner together to discuss Dhamma and all things. Then after that, I saw something, I sensed something. There was one cat listening attentively to us. Then there was another cat outside. Came in, wow, very loud, Then I sent something. Then after that, about to go to sleep already. Before I lie down and sleep, the moment I closed my eye, I felt something. Like God being disturbing. And then I knew already. There must be some non-human there. Then, luckily I reflected and contemplated. This one last night, church. The non-human are all Christian or no. You go and may you be well and happy. I tell you, you cannot upside down. That's why when we were talking the Dhamma, they actually not happy. I think Stephanie was also there, Kumai was also there. So I immediately knew, I went down and I talked to them. I said, we are here to stay for the night according to our civilization. If we book the hotel, we pay the money, we are entitled to have the place. We come here in peace. We meant no harm. Understand? Although we may be sharing the Dhamma of another religion, but we respect you for what you are. And since you are here before us, you are most welcome to stay and help protect this place. So I rejoice. I say, thank you so much for your cooperation. I will really have the gratitude. Then I am very appreciative of what you can do to help us, so that you make known to them. Luckily, I did that. I slept quite late. Then next morning, I asked, I think I met Stephanie or don't know, Leslie or who. You know what they tell me? First two hours cannot sleep. Then after that, suddenly you can sleep. That's why you don't everywhere go idang mean. I tell you, the Christian don't understand what you mean. You cannot simply apply this thing to an alien religion. Understand? So non-human, you talk differently, you talk their language. Like they say, when you are in Rome, you do what the Romans do. Understand? You don't try to be in Rome, you do what Malaysian do. Malaysia boleh, you happy. I tell you, you pao tapao back. So you have to understand these are nature's law. These are still beings with various views and opinion. Understand? So don't be gullible. Understand? Don't everywhere, oh, brother, you say, chant this, chant that. Oh, do this, do that. That's why I say you cannot be rigid. Understand? Depend on situation, depend on condition. Understand? If you stay in another religion's premise, you think the non-human also can understand Buddhism. Cannot, understand. So you have to be careful. And this one is real life example. You have Yun Chan organized one a few years back. Where is she? Oh, MIA again. Yeah, thank you. I know. So almost 11:30. Huh? Any last question? Ah, Pak Masuri, okay.
Good morning, everybody. Brother Teo, from what you have explained to us, something come to my mind that you told us that we have so many segments of life and we have so many relatives and kalyanamitas. That means we have to send lots and we have to transfer lots and lots of merits.
No such thing. You just read it and transfer after your whatever Buddhist session or your religious routine. Whenever you have developed wholesomeness, then towards the end of the session, like you share Dhamma, then after that you have performed all this marital section, then you invoke your power of merits. You would like to share with people, you would like to transfer. You just have to do that, like what we chant. Then don't worry how many relatives you have.
And brother, if let's say you chant every day, do we transfer every day?
No need one. You see, for me it's like that. When I got Tuesday class, when I got Thursday class, when I got Sunday, then I go and give talk. They always ask me to chant on before and after. That's all. So these are the things you do as a routine. That's all. But if you don't attend Dhamma class, you don't go temple, then you have to chant at home. That's all.
Let's say if we chant the Paritta chanting, we have a religious routine, we chant the Paritta chanting every day.
Can.
So we transfer everything.
Can. No problem. It's up to you. Sometimes you forgot, also never mind, understand? Because at least you do your part, then they don't come and kacau you, understand? If you never do, I tell you, you don't know, because they also deluded one down there, then they compare notes. Wow, how come my daughter never do this one? And the worst is your in-law come after you. Wow, my daughter-in-law, control everything at home. Tell my husband, this one cannot, that one cannot. How? Then every day go temple only. You get into trouble, especially the in-law Christian. No? So sometimes you need to be careful. So a lot of things actually you slowly learn as you develop the understanding of the Dhamma. So don't go and worry about those things. Those things will naturally you know what to do, but the key thing is your own cultivation. Understand? Your own development of this understanding of the Dhamma. Once you have the Dhamma, you know what to do. Before you have the Dhamma, a lot of rites and ritual and superstition, there are a lot of questions on this one can or not, brother, this one can or not, this one right or not, this one wrong. End of the day is through your understanding and wisdom, then you develop the understanding, then you know what to do. And when you do, then when it is appropriate, you will know what the response is there, and you will feel them. Then there's a lot of joy. But every time, this one is very important, because when I have this mindfulness, I become very sincere. Every time you send something, then you know it is a sign. Somebody is trying to contact you and let you know. And then you aware, heedful, then you check around. Then the sign and the condition will come out. Then you know, okay, this thing is going to happen, right? Then whatever negativity, let's say, you have been keeping your precept, then everything sun, understand not? Then suddenly, you neglect your life. You like more lazy. Sometimes chant, sometimes don't chant. Sometimes meditate, sometimes don't meditate. And then what happened? You create the condition, because you must be involved in other worldly things. Then you unhappy, you create the condition for negative karma to come. And then suddenly, certain things didn't go right. Certain things didn't go right. The moment you see one or two of these, you know already. You have created the condition for negative karma to come. Then you better do back your religious routine, share merit, transfer merit, keep your precept, then make aspiration. So that there is causes and condition for you to be safe and be healthy. Otherwise, karma, you cannot stop on it. And when one come, two come, and you affected, you become miserable, you set more negative condition for the karma to come. That's why they say, like very sui one, come in bundle, not one by one. Then suddenly, you get hit. Like Ajay say, kena kau kau. So, Dhamma is like that. You cannot like you do, you don't like you don't do. Understand? Because it demands a commitment, a seriousness. Because this is something so important to you. Understand? If you still take it easily or lightly, you have to be responsible for that decision. Understand? Because it's your life. Then, even though every segment come is a different one. But this karmic nature continue to inherit. Understand? So whether you or not you, because of delusion, when the form of mind come out, karma take over, you sure have to go through the suffering. Understand? So nature's law is like that. If you have the understanding, your karmic nature very good, then you have cultivated spiritual nature, then no matter when you come, which segment, all beautiful, happy, understand? So that's why a lot of people who don't have right view, they say, Radio, this life, whatever I do, I enjoy la. All the negativity, another guy take on. He said, not me, wa. Another form of fire. You think like that, la. You go and try. La. Every birth you come, you deludedly think it's you. Understand, no? That's why Sakaya Ditti continue. Understand, no? Although it's another form of mind. But the Sakaya Ditti continue. Understand, no? Karmically condition out that consciousness is linked to you. Understand, no? That's why you suffer almost every life. That's why a lot of people cannot understand. I do all the funny thing now, another being suffer, not me. Anatta, what is it? Correct, no? Anatta, I say. He know me, he know you. But you deluded, where got anatta? Deluded, you grasp, you cling. That's why suffering is real. Understand, no? Suffering is only unreal when you have the wisdom to see clearly that the form of mind is not you. Then you can have that wisdom not to attach, not to cling. When you don't attach and cling, you don't have to detach. Understand? No? It's only people who attach and cling try to detach. How to detach? Understand? No? They say like beliako, stick so thick already. How to detach? Understand? But if you don't have the beliako, means what? You got no delusion. Understand? In the first place, you don't grab. Understand? Then it doesn't stick. Then no need to detach. Understand? No? Letting go is the same. When you understand, you cannot hold, you cannot cling. What is there to let go? But when you don't understand, you grasp and cling. No? The person who don't understand, grasp and cling, try to let go. No? In Cantonese, they say, go lo le gong. You talk about it only. But inwardly, there is delusion. You will grasp. Understand? No? Okay, we better end. 10:35. Sadhu. We do a quick sharing of merit, transfer of merit, then we go down for our lunch. No, photo is later, afternoon session. 12:15 you come out, then we do the closing ceremony, then we have our photo before you all pack off. Sharing of merit with the Deva. Now you do, you understand why you do. Now you do it properly. Akasata ca bomata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakan tu loka sasana itta wata ca mehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati sidiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo. You make an expression. Ibmina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha and all the worthy ones. Then we go down for lunch. Huh? So come back by 12:15, huh? Not 12:30, huh? 12:15.